Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Stan, you are here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, especially. And I, you know, look at I say it as a joke, but I kind of mean it is. I know there's 1,000 other shows you could be watching out there, but you've chosen this one, and it's much more appreciated than you can imagine. Anyway, got a lot coming up. Kimberly Moran's going to join us here in a little bit. Try to get a handle from her point of view, from a New England point of view, as to really what's going on out there. Right? I mean, we're looking at the, apparently the Georgia judge unsealed the indictments. And I'm not smart enough to actually know what that means. So, seriously. But I want to, but again, We need to be on top of this. We need to know what's happening. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. All right, like I said, we got a lot happening, a lot going on, a lot to get involved with. I wish just before we came on, I wish they would have hit the button to let us see what it is that Trump's going to be charged with. Although not that any of it or any of you are surprised by it, are you? In all sincerity, I can't imagine you would be. Let's see. I'm checking a couple. Again, it happened right when we went live. So I'm trying to find out if there's anything out there. Than any of us would be interested in hearing. Seriously. All right, well, never mind. I guess we'll leave it alone for the moment. But I'm telling you, man, it's they're talking about, I don't think they'll do this, okay? But they're talking about having him do a mugshot. And I can't imagine the Secret Service will let them put him in handcuffs. What is he going to do to them? Right? Our hearts and prayers go out to those in Hawaii and the devastating causes of what's gone on there. I mean, not causes, but the devastation that has gone on there. I can't even imagine what that must be like, really. All right, we'll hit some of these. We'll see if they come through with something here in a second. But I love some of the titles that I fly through or flash through. It's just amazing the way they title these things, right? Here's the newest. Now, think about something. Anti-woke. What does anti-woke mean to you? Right? So if anti-woke would be those of us who do not believe in any stretch or for any stretch of the imagination that all this craziness about DEI and everything else really changes anything or does anything or has any real effect, if you would. But now, according to this article in Salon, the newest anti-woke tantrum, right-wingers don't think kids of different races can be friends. Now, I have never heard that in my circles. Yes, I'm the right-wing anti-woke guy. Never. I've never, ever heard that. Now, if you consider, according to the article, it says, considering how rapidly the right's war on woke is expanding, it was perhaps inevitable self-identified mama bears on a Texas school board are angry that a classroom had a poster showing people of different races holding hands last week. The school board, now see, they never really tell the whole story. I don't care, so you don't want to hear it. They never. And I'm sure there's a whole bunch to this. It's not a big enough story for anybody to really go do a whole bunch of investigation on. But I guarantee you that that's not all it was about. Now, a small town north of Houston turned to right-wing mania for censorship into the dark parody of itself. A poster that seemed to imply that interracial friends is actually possible. Yeah, again, don't know anybody that would, on my side anyway, that would find this problematic. But they'll make it that way. They have to make it that way. Right? Because if they don't, then their narrative goes, see, if they don't have the race thing, they're done. El finito. You know what I'm saying? In all seriousness. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Appreciate the time you're spending with me so much. I really do. And, you know, I know there's a whole bunch of other stuff you could be doing, but you're listening to us. Thank you. According to ABC 13 Eyewitness News in Houston, right? So right there, it's mainstream, so I'm not, according to the ABC 13 Eyewitness News in Houston, things started when school trustee Melissa Dungan declared that she had spoken to parents who were upset about this. I want more info. Come see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. You know, any of you ever remember that show, The Outer Limits? I'm kind of feeling like that's where we're at now. I mean, that's how bad I think it's gotten. And some of you, you know, you look at what's happening, you look at what's going on, you have to say to yourself, man, can you imagine? You couldn't have wrote this play, or you couldn't have wrote this. Yeah, maybe you could have. You know, let me bring her on because I love this. Kimberly Wren joins me. She does every Monday, kind of kicking off what's going on, what's happening. What's going on with Hunter Biden? What's going on with all of this? You have to sit there and scratch your head and say, could they have gotten away with this 30 years ago?
Well, God only knows what they got away with 30 years ago, but you couldn't have sold this script because no one, everybody would have said, that's not believable.
Yeah, I know.
That's not
right?
Believable.
Too far over the top. Oh, you're one of those whacks. You think the Martians have been here a half a dozen times already. Yeah, we're not going to take the story, right?
Yep. Nobody would believe that where we're living right, what we're dealing with right now is the United States of America. Nope. No, not at all.
No. If you told this story without telling people who the names, you know, you just say the former president, you just use names like that, and you didn't tell people where this was happening, you know they would be saying Russia or, you know, one of those places, right?
Some other corrupt banana republic type country where there's no constitution, and, you know, based on we the people. Yep, that nobody would believe the things that are happening in this country. Not one person.
No, I totally agree with you. I think it's to the point now where I keep saying it. People think I'm calling for it. You're going to see a physical confrontation. And especially, you know, they're talking about taking, mug shots of Trump. And I'm thinking, like, why? Because nobody knows what he looks like?
That's what the left wants. They want that.
Yeah.
They don't want to lose power. They will never, they want to make sure that they remain in power. They will never give up hand over power. Just like they didn't in 2020.
No, what's funny is that, you know, they're screaming that the reason we're doing what we're doing is because we don't want to give up power. But if you look at everything that they've railed against, everything they've said that we've stood for, is exactly what they're fighting to do, isn't it?
Yep, 100%. Yeah. Anything the left says, it's usually because they're projecting. Just remember that, people.
Yeah.
They are usually projecting.
And now you see the shields for the left coming out, you know, legislators, representatives coming out saying that the Republicans have done absolutely nothing to tie Joe Biden to anything wrong or illegal.
They want you to believe that. It's not true. Anybody who's paid attention to any of this from the very beginning knows that's a 100% lie. And they're saying it, but that's what the press will run with.
Oh, yeah.
And well, that's what
they're already laid. The press has already laid the foundation for this so the Dems can come out and say it, right?
Yep. Yeah, exactly. So it's still, that's what's going to be the mantra. I mean, people are dumb and they'll believe it.
What's the breaking point for Americans? What's the point where now, what I find interesting is I was watching a piece on Newsmax, and they were only interviewing Democrats. You know, people, the average Joe, if you would. And I'm going to tell you, probably about 80% of them said that, first of all, they don't believe that Joe Biden has got the capacity to run the country anymore, and they believe that, you know, it's a two-tiered system, and what's going on, even though they don't like President Trump, is wrong. Democrats.
And it, huh.
But that's rank and file. That's not that, you know, that's not the ones that we see every day, the legislative ones. They're not gonna do once we vote them in, you already know this. I'm speaking to the choir here, but once we vote them in, they don't care what you think anymore. Look at them. It's a very small handful of representatives that really give a crud as to what you and I think.
Yeah, no, they don't care. It just the fact that they're even saying it's really weird because there's the rank and file you're talking about seem to be out of touch with reality as well. You know what I mean? Like they're saying those things, but the elected leaders long ago became out of touch with them. They haven't listened to them in decades,
right.
And they have still supported them all these years.
I know. I just, again, at some point in time, I'm sorry, it's going to crack. Look at what's happening now. Look at the climate crisis, whatever. And Now you've got scientists who never came out before, who wouldn't say anything before. You got people involved in that industry coming out and going, okay, enough, enough. This has gone too far, and this is what's going on. So the dam is breaking in so many areas of so many places. Could you imagine what it took for some of these whistleblowers to come forward to talk about the amount of money and the appointments and the meetings that the Bidens had?
You know, I do. I can, because we've seen what happened to whistleblowers in the past, right?
Yep.
We've seen what's happened to them. And, you know, where have these people been all these years? You know what I mean? That's what I want to say. Where have these people been all these years? I know some of them, it's hard for people to come out because they lose everything. And anytime you said anything against the climate cult, you know, they would, you're attacked, but.
You were found frozen.
You know, hey, you know, at least they're coming out now, but what is it going to do? Do you know how many damaging policies have put into place?
Yeah.
That look at California.
Oh,
how many
please.
Policies have been put into place that have been damaging entire states and people for a very long time now?
What I love is these people who now say that California's been able to handle the electric issues, the electric needs, because of green energy. And I'm going, we haven't made any changes. We have actual wind farms that are not working right now. We have what do they call it? These solar farms, solar panel farms, disgusting looking.
Useless.
Yeah, and they're not even close to full capacity, right? Or putting it out the way they should. So you say to people, you know, don't talk about things like you know what you're talking about, because you don't.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. Were you talking to Newsom?
Yeah, we're still being told, you know, to kind of stagger doing your cars, you know, charging your cars and everything. We got to go for a quick break. Be back in a minute. Don't go far.
We've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House says President Biden was never in business with his son, Hunter.
They keep turning up documents and witnesses showing that the president wasn't involved, never discussed these business dealings, and did nothing wrong.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the investigations led by House Republicans have yet to turn up substantial evidence to prove those allegations. If you're an American, chances are you're drinking.
Americans are consuming alcohol at a steady rate. Gallup's latest consumption habits poll shows that 62% of Americans said they had occasion to use alcoholic beverages like liquor, wine, or beer. That's in line with findings for more than eight decades that the company's been tracking the number. Meanwhile, this year, 38% said they do not drink at all. For those who do drink, 69% said they drank in the past week and 32% in the past day. I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe the Theater Host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Road Show, 855 732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation, right? So you're not part of it. The only way you become part of the solution is if you have a clue and you're well informed. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week to kind of, well, somewhat to help straighten me out, because, man, I get, this stuff makes me nuts. Just drives me out of my mind. Did you hear Al Sharpton's comments this week about about Jefferson and Madison?
I did not, but I'm sure they're incredibly stupid and racist. No.
I'm not going to tell you what they are. I want you to hear what they were. Okay?
God.
Take a listen.
One day, our children's children will read American history. And can you imagine our reading that James Madison or Thomas Jefferson tried to overthrow the government so they could stay in power? That's what we're looking at. We're looking at American history. One day.
Did you hear that?
Oh, my goodness. All righty, then. Wow.
Apparently he didn't take the class.
Yeah, apparently he's never read history. Wow.
I heard this earlier, and I was like, no, he's not.
So yes, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
But these are the people we're supposed to look up to, but go ahead.
No. You know who's really stupid? The people who continually support him. That's who's really stupid.
Okay. I mean, I'll go with that, but I just found that so cool. I heard that, I'm going, okay, and you actually said this on a national show.
Because he actually believes it.
Oh, sure he does. No question in my mind. You know? I don't know. Anyway, we'll move on from that one. But I just couldn't put that one away. I thought that was so funny. And,
ridiculous. You know,
so, yeah. Yeah, right.
Did you ever see the movie Idiocracy like I told you to watch?
I got to see it, but I don't know if I could do, you know, a couple of hours of that without shooting myself.
Okay, it's definitely, it's worth it. It's not that quick. I mean, it's not that It's dumb as hell, but you'll be like, oh, yes, we are living in this right now.
Yes. Oh, God. And I know just you love doing this stuff to me. You know,
no, and really, I never watch movies. I never watch movies, but someone else made me watch it, so now I'm making you watch it.
Oh, that's great. I'm still waiting for an update because they're supposedly, the grand jury is supposedly going to drop this tonight or any time now, if you would. And I really want to know what are they going to charge him with? I mean, you realize that most of what they're looking at charging him with are racketeering charges.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I can't stand it. It's like, when did he join the mafia? Now, I got a guy in San Francisco who calls me on a regular basis to tell me that Trump is, you know, way up in the mafia. He's been involved for years kind of thing. I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. All right. And then the other one I've been getting emails and calls on, I'll take your input on this. Apparently, the Hawaiian fire was started by aliens who sent a beam down, a laser down, to start the fires. Although, I can't find out why.
That's the first thing I was going to ask you, and why? Why is that?
Yeah.
So if you don't give me a why, just take your alien story and shove it. Never mind, prove it.
I seriously, you just read this stuff, and they said it to me. I'm like, I don't want to respond, but I do, because once I respond, I open up the dialogue box, right?
Yep.
It doesn't. You know as well as I do, it doesn't die quickly.
No, it doesn't.
Because they will say, but you think about it. They're talking about some of these are talking about, what is it, the harp beam or whatever, what have you. And I'm going, come on. I mean, seriously. When you come out with stuff like that, whether real, right, wrong, whatever, when you come out with stuff like that, it is very hard for people to start to take you seriously.
This is what I try to tell people. You have to back up what you're saying. Okay, you're making this claim. Please show me your facts, your stats, whatever, evidence, so that I can look into it. You know what I mean? Yep. You've got to do that with everything, because otherwise, like you're saying, people are just going to laugh.
Yeah. Well, you get discounted right away, and then anything you say, true or not, after that doesn't go anywhere.
Exactly. Yeah. See, but we've got to back up stuff.
But we do have a couple of Democrat legislators, because, you know, the experts are saying that the Hawaiian wildfires were caused by climate change.
Oh, Christ, right? I knew that. I knew that was going to happen. I said that. My aunt was horrified, because that's where her and my uncle used to go often,
right. Yep.
To that specific town. And I'm like, how soon before they come out and blame it on climate change? And it was the same day I think we heard something on it.
But here's what I love. I love the fact that some Democrats have come out and pushed against that. Others, people that live there in Hawaii, say, no, this is the government's fault. They won't let them clear the brush. They won't clean this stuff up. They didn't shut down the electric lines or the power lines when they were, you know, in midair sparking. We got no warning this was coming.
No warning. Yep. This is your government out of control. This is that's what I said to Aunt Rose. I'm like, my Aunt Rose. I said, how much you want to bet it's because they didn't do proper forest management? Because it's a left-wing loon state, so, you know.
Yep. But you know what? It's funny how they stop and say, okay, so you can't, they want to stay with the natural flow there, you know, letting this stuff die and fall, because that's, you know, that's what happens in nature, yeah. And then you know what happens? Then the stuff catches on fire from, you know, a storm, hurricane, lightning storm, right?
Right.
So, if you want to go with Mother Nature, then you need to go all the way, and not just to the point you like or don't like or can explain or not explain.
Right, exactly.
God bless you.
So unbelievable. You know, lives are lost. Billions of dollars is going to take to recover. You cannot replace those lives that were lost. And it's all thanks to left-wing lunatics running the government.
Oh, agreed. Yeah, some of the people on the island have been saying, look, They've been screaming about this, you know, for years because there's a lot of this stuff is in the grasslands and it's, you know, the grass is growing like crazy. They have decades of declining agriculture. They're not growing what they used to grow there. And so, you know, you got all that land just sitting there pretty much with dead brush on it.
Right.
And so this is not, this was not unexpected, if you would.
And it was preventable.
Yeah.
You know, at least the devastation they're experiencing, not to say that the actual fires were preventable, I can't even say the word, but the prep for it and the, you know, reaction to it, it's disgusting. Our government is the biggest failure in the history of mankind.
Well, they've gotten so big, they're unmanageable. They've gotten so big, you really can't get much truth out of them. They've gotten so big that you really don't know. They really don't know, you know, what one hand and the other is doing. I got friends in D.C. that are telling me that we have buildings that the government owns that have hundreds of offices in them, yet we're renting buildings to put our people in. Renting.
Doesn't seem like a good idea.
No. I'm with you. This is one of the things that Trump started doing. He's going, wait a minute. This is ridiculous. We have, you know how he likes to say it, we have a couple of huge, beautiful buildings sitting there, empty, and we own them. The government actually owns those buildings, and yet we're renting buildings, you know, closer to the White House, but whoopee-ding, let's either sell and or fill the buildings we already own.
Right.
Yes. And
our government is, that's why I say I don't see how we change things because our government is behemoth and all the people that have been in power, which is the bureaucrats, for decades do not want to give up their power. I mean, look at that murderer Fauci.
Yep.
You know?
Oh, yeah, he's still on our payroll hidden somewhere. No question in my mind.
Of course he is.
All right, when we come back from the break, there is a professor out of Stanford University that will probably lose his job tomorrow. And I'll tell you why when we return. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
worried. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. That's, you know, the information you got, right? I mean, the aliens with the laser beam? Yeah, that's exciting. Don't call me with it. Don't send me anything on it. Seriously. Let me bring her on. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. To try to clear up some of this crazy stuff. Right? So, Kimberly, years ago, I did a story that was hanging out there. But I did it as a, kind of a joke thing. Where they said there were aliens, there was a spaceship or an alien ship, and it was kind of hiding behind Venus, watching us. That they weren't going to come here because of, you know, what we were like. And I was thinking, first of all, why are they hiding behind Venus? We don't have the technology to find them if they're just off of the moon or something. I don't know, whatever. Right? That was number one. Number two is, if they're that sophisticated to get here, do you really going to tell me they didn't know we were this violent before they got here? Right?
Oh, my God.
And then I had somebody call the show and said, you obviously don't understand how this works.
Okay.
I let him go for a few minutes. I learned that over half of our Congress is alien. I think they're alien to common sense, but that's about it. But anyway, it was just one of those things. I thought it was hilarious, thinking, wow, they got all this, the ability to come here, the technology to fly like a billion miles, and they
they're
didn't know
hide.
He was violent. Right, okay, got it. Sure. Anyhow, don't you watch Star Trek? They had stealth technology, I mean, a cloaking device, I'm sure. So
yeah, but we could see them hiding behind Venus.
Maybe those were the ones that were that shot those laser beams to the Hawaiian Islands.
There was something out a while ago, and it said people with Rh negative blood are an alien form of life, something related to aliens, whatever. And I'm like, all right, that's me. Come and get me. I'm ready. I'm ready to go.
You ready
home.
To return to the mothership? Are you?
I'm ready. Come and get me.
Oh my God.
A couple years ago, and I just cracked up. I'm like, okay, here I am.
All right, well, we were talking about the fires in Hawaii, and, you know, people got all kinds of ideas how they think it happened. But this one is kind of funny, too, because here's Peter Vitosek, a professor of earth sciences at Stanford University in California. That's why I said he won't have his job tomorrow. He told one of the newspapers in an interview that the problem is all the dry grass. And, you know, they need to clean it up, but they haven't been able to clean it up. And, you know, there's no doubt that it wouldn't take much. He said it before. You set it on fire and bang, it's going to go like wildfire across the island.
Exactly.
And it doesn't, you don't need a college degree to figure this one out, do you?
No. The locals were telling them that. The people who actually live on that island and who have been living there for probably decades, centuries even, who knows? With their fit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yep.
But the greeny, lefty, loser, lunatics decided they like dead people better than live people.
Yep. No, I look at this stuff, and you just have to stop and think, would you people just shut up for a minute, look at what's being said, and then really just turn on your common sense, which doesn't make any sense. And in most cases, it doesn't.
No, the climate cult does not make sense in any case, ever. Listen to what they're saying. Listen to what some of them really say. And sometimes it comes out how they really feel. They are insane. And they are destroying. I mean, you can attribute a lot of the things that have gone on or fires that have been out of control, killed hundreds of people. Directly to their policies.
Yeah.
Policies related to what they wanted in place that idiot left-wingers listen to.
All right, so I got to get your blood boiling towards the end here. Okay.
Come on, man.
Yeah. I'm sure your husband loves when I do this to you. So the Illinois Supreme Court now uphold a state ban on semi-automatic weapons. I don't know if you heard about that. Did you hear about this? So. Yeah, what's referred to. So the Illinois Supreme Court has upheld the state's ban, it's a new law, on the sale or possession of the type of semi-automatic weapons used in hundreds of mass killings nationally. In a 4-3 decision on Friday, the High Court found that the Protect Our Communities Act does not violate the federal constitution guarantee of equal protection of the law under the state constitution bar. Go ahead.
No, I'm laughing because that's not true, and that'll be shot down by the SCOTUS, pun intended.
Oh, God. Yeah. No, it's really, really funny to watch these guys try to defend themselves with this. Because, you know, they have the art. If you read the whole article and a couple of others that were attached to it, you read these articles and they're trying to say, you know, our founding fathers never thought that we would have we would need 50 caliber guns and that we would need more than 10 rounds. I'm thinking, you know what? If those guys could have had some kind of clip with over 10 rounds, 15, 20, 25 rounds, instead of having to put the ball in there, the piece of cotton, some of the powder, shove it down with it, they would have taken the one with the 10, 15, 20, 25 rounds, wouldn't they?
Wasn't the pickle gun out before the revolution?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I don't think they used it, but, you know, yeah. That was out there. I don't think it was plausible to use, but these... They're supposed to uphold the Constitution, and this is why we can't have nice things.
Well, this is where what I was telling you earlier, that here in California, they're going to go for the gun grab that they're going to go for is semi-automatics. They're going to keep because people don't understand guns, and they're going to keep coming back to semi-automatic because semi-automatics easily. If we lift the 10-round magazine thing, you can always, right away they'll be able to get 15, 20, 25, 30, 50-round magazines for their guns. I'm going, oh, stop. Can you just stop?
The left banks on an uneducated and ignorant populace who is aided by the media. I can't even tell you how many times, you know, because you do it too, how many times, though, I have educated people and had to explain to them, there's no such thing as an assault weapon, quote unquote, as the left describes it. These are semi-automatic firearms, because people think an assault weapon, quote unquote, is an automatic firearm, and that's what's happening. Okay, my dogs are fighting. All right, that's it. Get out. Sorry, my dogs are fighting for some reason. I have no idea why. They don't like gun controllers either.
Yeah.
I don't know what just happened there. Sorry. So they think that these firearms, these rifles that are being used, they don't realize that more mass shootings occur with semi-automatic firearms, handguns, rather. So they make assumptions based on the media and everything, and when you tell people, they're like, oh, really? It works the same way as a handgun, and handguns are used more often.
But that's where you get the problem, though. Is you just said it, the ignorance of the people. Semi-automatic, right? So semi-automatic rifle, semi-automatic handgun. They really believe that you pull that trigger one time and you blow off 10, 15, 20 rounds.
Right. Oh, yeah, they say that. They actually come out and say that.
Yep.
They don't because they're intentionally made to be ignorant. That's, you know, that they say intentionally ignorant is on them.
Right.
But they're intentionally made that way by the left and the gun control crowd.
Yep.
Because they don't want them to know the truth because they want them to fight to have their rights taken away.
Yeah, it's really, and to give you that whole thing, you know, if we could save one life, if we could, would you give up your guns if we could save one life? I saw an article the other day said that, it's 2.5 times. For every violent act you see with a gun, there's been 2.5 times more where a gun has actually saved a life or stopped a crime.
That's probably accurate.
Yeah.
There's far more defensive gun uses in this country, and there's statistics that have been shown that by different people who've done studies, not just one person politically motivated. There's been studies done, and that's what it has showed. That self-defense uses with firearms is far more occurs far more often than actual crimes or murders committed with guns.
So people are saving
lives.
In California, you know, I had to take that gun class before I could get the insurance and a whole bunch of other stuff. If you have a license to carry in California, it is not a license to protect others. So
that's true.
Right?
So if you see
something going down in the store and we see these little videos.
Wait a minute. Okay, wait.
You have to run.
Wow, you can't help someone at least.
No.
So if a woman's getting beaten to death, you can't save her life?
I have to call the police or something. Fire a shot in the air.
Whatever.
All right.
Like, okay.
We got to go. I mean, I'll leave you on that one. You won't sleep for 2 hours. Double senior host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after.